Bitcoin users, take note. Mt. Gox, the largest Bitcoin exchange in the world, has shuttered its website after losing $380 million worth of the virtual currency. Mt. Gox investors have no access to their investment now, regardless of whether it's a dollar or $1 million, leading a Bitcoin enthusiast to speculate that, quote, this could be the end of Bitcoin for most of the public. Now, hackers caused the Mt. Gox shutdown, but other Bitcoin exchanges remain unscathed for now. Christopher Vecchio is a currency analyst at Daily FX in New York, and he joins us from the NPR studios there. And Christopher, before we even get to what exactly happened at the Mt. Gox exchange, I think it's worth taking a step back and once again giving everyone the Bitcoin primer. Like, what is it, and briefly, how does it work?
Absolutely. And that's something I'm asked still every day, even though Bitcoin's been around since 2009. Bitcoin is essentially a decentralized digital cryptocurrency based on peer-to-peer networking, lacking a sovereign or central bank authority backing it. And essentially, it is the ultimate form, as its supporters say, of a currency built on the faith of its users. Mm-hmm. So seeing something like this happen in the market, where one of the largest exchanges undergoes a PR disaster, a credibility ruffle, it really shakes out some of the confidence and trust that's been built into this alternative currency over the last several months and years.
Right. So what do we know about what happened at Mt. Gox? How did that $380 million worth of the currency disappear?
Right. So apparently within the coding of Bitcoin itself, hackers have exploited this feature known as a malleability error. And this malleability theft allows these users to go in and duplicate transactions. So if I had taken a Bitcoin from you, I could therefore alter your log and say, well, you actually owe me one more. And I could be skimming profits from your wallet. And now we're at a situation where it looks like about 750,000 Bitcoin were taken from Mt. Gox over the last several years. Today's market price are at around $500 per Bitcoin. Talking about $380 million or so that's been lost.
So, okay, so interesting. So you said that there's a coding issue within Bitcoin itself. So hackers are exploiting a fundamental problem with this currency?
Correct. And that's why we've seen Bitcoin's own engineers come out and try to put together a patch. Thus far, even if the patch has gone through, we've seen the confidence continue to fall. The fact that Bitcoin is over 50% off from its all-time highs north of 1,200 shows that the public's trust and confidence in this alternative currency is waning.
Okay, so why haven't we seen the similar hacking or skimming on other Bitcoin exchanges so far?
Well, that's the extent that's not known. In fact, Mt. Gox, even though it shut down and has stopped taking money and withdrawal requests, we do see overall that this is may not just be a Mt. Gox issue. They said they have shut down for an unknown reason. We'll find that over the next day or so. But if this is a Bitcoin problem inherently, then that would explain why the fundamental trust is eroding. Certainly for myself, I was a Bitcoin enthusiast. I never have owned Bitcoin, and this will essentially put it off the radar for me entirely.
Forever, essentially? Because, I mean, we're talking about a basic problem with the very that goes to the heart of the notion of how Bitcoin works.
Exactly. And we've talked about this before. Bitcoin itself may be a good idea as a cryptocurrency to lower exchange costs between consumers. But overall, Bitcoin may not be the last iteration of this digital currency. And certainly, I think we're going in that direction right now.
Right. But at least at this point in time, big problems for Bitcoin based on hackers skimming off the Mt. Gox exchange, the largest Bitcoin exchange in the world. Christopher Vecchio is a currency analyst at Daily FX, joining us today from New York. Christopher, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.